Yeah.
That was made out of two boards like this?
Well, it'd be several boards. Just be, why had it be? Why didn't you make the size you wanted to, but now there, it'd be about as long as here's the wall. And it's in this shape, see? And the water comes down and soak through them ashes and come at one end be a little higher than the other and just nicely drain this way. You kept Buck sitting up. And she said she usually taken that and pour it in the wash pot to break the water. She could use any kind of well water, hard water, if she had that to go. And also it was cleaning to it, take dirty. And she said we call that an ash hopper, and she said we didn't use that in about 3 years. 15, 16, 17, she thought it catches.
You were saying that you used staples to put the wire on the...
Yeah. And now I'll show you something else. Explain to you, it won't be worth nothing, though. We have what's called a postal post made out of a postal tree. Then we have a post called a bodark. Well, now that bodark post is the hardest post that is and lasts almost a lifetime. You have to have a short staple called a hardwood staple. And the postal post, you use a soft post staple, which you could drive that staple way in. You'd need a long one because it would shrink away from the staple and let it come out. And the longer it was, the better it was, the longer it stayed. Now, we call them barbed wire fences, galvanized barbed wire fences.
How did you get these staples into the post?
With the claw hammer.
Just
hammering in there. Just setting a straddle of that wire, right even with the post and driving it in.
Did those bodark posts spit the staples out?
No, boy, they stay there indefinitely. You couldn't hardly get one of them out at all.
You use the right staple.
You use that short. If you use that long staple, you just he'd bend. You couldn't hardly drive him up. That little short hardwood staple, just about the time he gets pretty well in, well, that spurs you gonna drive him anyhow. That ain't bend.
How'd you get your posts in the ground?
Post hole digger. You've seen them, haven't you?
I've used those. Big Lester here, Big Lester here.
Yes.
Did you have stones or rocks around in the fields here?
Some farmers had a lot of rocks, some didn't.
Did you do anything with them?
I lived on one place 1 year that was awful rocky. And that's right due west of this town, 2 miles. And we just, in the spring of the year, you see they plow out and cultivate in one seed. Well then before you start another crop, you just take your wagon, your hard hand or help all you can get, and just drive around and pick them up and throw them in the wagon, go haul them off, throw them in the ditch.
Now where was the ditch?
Well, it'd be some part of the place, you know, that's canyon washed through, maybe in the pasture. It didn't do any good or stopping the ditch, but it didn't do any harm to throw them in there. And just get them plumb out of the way, throw them in that canyon. We call this deep ditch sometimes a canyon.
What did your wife use when she, when she cooked eggs? What did she cook them in?
Well, we called it a frying skillet. Had a handle on it.
Did it have little legs, or?
No. Wait a minute now.